Hi, this is Brian Mountain, your proactive plumber, and here is your plumbing tip of the week. There are three areas in your home that are vulnerable for water damage. The first one is your clothes washer. Most people put their clothes in, they set it, and then they walk away. They don't stand there and watch it. So what happens if the washing machine overflows or a line breaks behind it or water ends up on the floor? You don't find out about it until the water damage has already taken a foothold. The best thing to do is to set yourself an alarm next to the clothes washer so the second that touches water, the alarm goes off. Once the alarm goes off, it brings your attention to come into the washroom and see what the problem is and take care of it. These water alarms can be found at any box store, very cheap, or online. If you're not sure about these water alarms, please contact your local plumber or box store professional. This has been your proactive tip of the week, because being proactive can save you money.
And we're back on the Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons here with Randall Rickman and your local financial coach, John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services. The number to call for your free retirement analysis is 800-477-1135. Now, we like to take a look at some listener emails. These are questions that folks in your area are concerned about. And if you, like them, are concerned about these issues, then you can reach John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Randall, what have we got in the email queue today?
John, this email is from Morgan in Oak Lawn. Morgan posts, do you have any particular books or magazines that you recommend for help with financial planning, or maybe any shows to watch or listen to, other than your show, of course? There are so many things out there, I'm not sure what's the most beneficial to me.
Well, Morgan, I think the best thing is variety, and there's nothing wrong with education and reading, no matter where we get it from. I mean, what we do here is for our listeners who come in for an appointment, we give them the Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle. It's a great read coming into retirement. Shows you some tax planning strategies and things that are available when it comes to your retirement accounts, your 401ks, things like that, what we can do with it. Also, Dave Ramsey's got a good book, The Total Money Makeover. It's a good thing to show you, hey, listen, what can we do with our retirement assets and get out of debt, pay off as much as we possibly can going into retirement. Also, another one I like we use sometimes is the RAF strategy. Again, it's talking about how to build a tax-free nest egg without risk. So there's different things out there. I mean, obviously, education is everything. We're in the Google world. There's some great things online. It's just understanding what you're looking for. And again, there's nothing wrong with education, no matter where you get it from.
The nice thing about reading these books and watching these shows, listening to more and more advice, is you find out what sort of concerns everyone out there has. And that can sometimes open up a door for you considering a new option. So sitting down with your financial coach and going over the options, the strategies that other folks have mentioned, and finding out if they might be right for you. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. It depends on your unique situation. But finding out the questions to ask is always the first step. The number to call to reach John Kelly is 800-477-1135. All right, Randall, what is next in the email queue?
John, you sound so committed to consumer education, by the way. That is so valuable. And that marks a coach rather than some other financial professional. Farah of Bridgeview is posting. She says, I'm recently divorced after more than 30 years of marriage, and now I suddenly find myself in my mid-60s with a situation that I had not planned for at all. I have an IRA of about $500,000, but also about $100,000 of debt, not including my home. I'll probably continue working until I'm 70 to help get the debt cleaned up. But should I consider taking a large amount out of the IRA to pay down my credit cards and car?
Well, I would have to take a look at what your other assets you have. If all you have is your retirement accounts, I generally never recommend pulling out money from a retirement account to pay down a debt. I mean, there are definitely other options out there. I mean, what is your situation? I mean, are you currently in a house? You said your house is not paid off. I don't know if that, you said it's not including your house. Maybe your house is paid off. Maybe even looking at filing bankruptcy. I mean, these are certain options a lot of people don't want to hear, but sometimes we have to take that stance. I mean, rather than throwing good money after bad, You know, credit card debt is one of the biggest things we see here with people getting into trouble, especially going into retirement. You know, 20-30% interest rates. I mean, people can get really in over their heads. I see someone with $500,000 in retirement accounts. That should generate a decent income for you. So maybe look at maybe getting some kind of debt restructuring, working with these credit card companies to get down that $100,000 worth of debt. I mean, I know things happen and people's situations in life, things occur. But I definitely would not be throwing my retirement assets after a debt, that is for sure.
John, do I understand correctly then that when a case is this complex, then there's no substitute for meeting with a professional and going over your situation specifically?
Absolutely. I mean, I said, this is a bad situation, Farrah, that you got yourself into. I mean, let's take a look at what we can do to hopefully get you out, or maybe we can restructure, get a home loan, a home equity loan out or something, at least where you can get the tax write-off on that interest. The problem is you have all this high-paying debts on interest and car loans. You don't get to write any of that off in your taxes. Like I said, sit down with a debt consolidation person. Let's try and get that thing consolidated if we possibly can. And again, last case scenario, maybe look at talking to an attorney and getting it discharged through bankruptcy. But do not be throwing your retirement assets after something like this. I mean, that would be my advice.
Well, thank you so much, Farrah, for the question. And there are options out there for you. So sitting down with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and taking a look at your plan is going to be the next step. The number to call is 800-477-1135. Now we'll be talking more with John in just a few minutes. There's more Financial Safari on the way.
Did you know that delaying taking your Social Security benefits can have a dramatic effect on your retirement portfolio? Find out how by asking the Financial Safari team on FinancialSafari.com. That's FinancialSafari.com.